This is Bikiyas recording for Tainus Yud Aleph Amid Beis. We're a few lines into Yud Aleph Amid Beis. We're in the middle of Machlokes, concerning a person who fasts, extra fasts. So Shmuel says he's a Chote, Reb Lazar says he is a Kadosh, and now we have the third opinion, Reish Lakish, Amar Nikra Chassid. He is considered extremely righteous, meaning Chassid refers to someone who goes above and beyond the letter of the law. Shenemar Gomel Nafsho Ish Chesed. And that's a pasuk in Mishle where it says, "Gomel nafsho ish chased va'ocher she'ero achzari." Right, the v'gomer is the word achzari over there. So there we have, and Rashi has to explain this. He says basically a person who's considered a righteous man. He's an over and beyond the levels of tzidkus because he separates himself from food and drink. So Amar Rav Sheish is high bar be rav the yasev etanisa lechol kalbo l'shir yusei. But a bar be rav, meaning a yeshiva student who sits and fasts, so that is considered like he fed his food to a dog. That's not considered a good thing. That's considered like he is wasting it because he's supposed to save his strength for learning Torah. Amar Rav Yirmiya bar Abba ein tainis tzibur bebavel elatisha ba'av bilvat. So now we move into a slightly different point that there is no such thing as a Tainus Tzibur. All of the rules of Tainus Tzibur, that you're supposed to have the five Inuyim and you're supposed to fast the day before, that only applies to Tisha B'Av in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, we mentioned, you know, that there can be seven additional fasts where we observe them similar way to Tisha B'Av, but in Bavel, we only do Tisha B'Av and obviously Yom Kippur, which is Minat Torah. That's not a classic Tainus Tzibur. So that is the opinion of Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba. So Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba, Amar Reish Lakish, A Talmud Chacham is not allowed to sit and fast because it hurts his overall Avodas Hashem, meaning he could be sitting and learning Torah, and instead he is too busy fasting and he's in pain and tired. We're moving on in the Gemara now. So we said for the first sets of fasts, you don't start till the morning after, but you can eat the night before. So Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Huna, Yachid Shekibol Alav Tainis, Afilo Acha V'Shasa Kol Alayla. So an individual who accepts himself as a Tainis Yachid, not as, like, similar to the early fasts when it's not raining, not the seven later fasts, but the three early fasts. So if he accepts upon himself to fast, he can eat the whole night. L'machor Mispal Tfilas Tainis. So he starts fasting in the morning of, and he can say Anenu because he's considered to have fasted. But if he went to sleep with his fast, so Rashi explains, he accepted a fast upon himself, he fasted the whole day, and then he didn't eat that night, he just was tired and he went to sleep. So he wakes up the next morning and he's still fasting, but the Gemara says, Ainam espal shel tainus. He doesn't say aneinu because he's fasting incidentally, he's not really accepted upon himself to fast, he just happens to still be that he hasn't eaten yet. I'm Rav Yosef, Maikos over Rav Huna. What is he holding? Rav Huna svirulei ein misanin l'shos, o dilma misanin l'shos. Does Rav Huna hold that there is something called a partial fast? You can fast for a few hours and that's called fasting, or no? Maybe there is no partial fast. You're in it or you're not in it. Va misanin l'shos, ein mispal tfilas tainus. Or you could say that there is such a thing as a partial fast, but still you don't say aneinu for a partial fast. Meaning, why did Rav Huna say that you don't say aneinu under those circumstances, even though you've been fasting now for some time? It may be because you're not planning on fasting out the day, you don't daven aneinu, or because no, the fact that you are fasting half a day, that counts as a fast, but it's not a fast inyan that you would say aneinu under those circumstances. Amalei Abayi le'olam kasav Rav Huna misanin l'shos. Really, Rav Huna does hold misanin l'shos. But misanin l'shos mispal tfilas tainus. And even if you'd be fasting half a day, you would say aneinu v'shaini hachad. But that case is different. Dika shos delilya delo kabla le'meikar, because he's fasting through the night, but didn't accept upon himself to fast through the night, and therefore that's not called even a partial fast. Mar ukva ikla leginzak. Ukva visited Ginzak. Ba'u minei, they asked him the following question. Misanin l'shos or in misanin l'shos? Is there such a thing as a fasting for a few hours or not? So lo hab biyada, he didn't know the answer. Kan kanan shel nachrim asurin o mutarim. Are you allowed to drink out of the barrels or the pitchers of non-Jews, what they used for wine? So lo hab biyada, he didn't know the answer either. Bameshi mish Moshe kol shiva yimei hamilum. What did Moshe wear during the first 7 days that the Mishkan was put up where he did all the avodah by himself? So did he wear the big day kahuna or not? So lo habiyad, they didn't know the answer. So azal v'shal bei midrashos, they went and asked in the base medrash. So amrulei hilchasa, the halacha is misanin l'shos, you can fast, it's considered a partial fast if you fast for part of the day. Mispalin tfilas tainus, and you say aneinu under those circumstances, that's number one. V'hilchasa kan kanin shal nachrin. And the halacha is that, I'm sorry, v'hilchasa, and the halacha is also, kan kanin shal nachrin v'achar shnei masar chodesh mutarin. You have to wait 12 months, and then we don't consider there to be any flavor of the non-Jewish wine to be absorbed into the walls of the barrels. And then the last question, right? He was wearing a plain white robe. He was not considered wearing the big day kihuna. Rav Kana masni b'choluk lavon, she'ein lo imra. And Rav Kana just added on, it was a white robe that had no hem, meaning that it was important that no one should ever be able to accuse a tzaddik of stealing or anything like that, of being dishonest, and therefore there was no hem that he could have held, if he could have hidden any of the gold and silver kalim from the Mishkan in it. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, almost done, I just got to go to the next Amar for 1 second. Hadar Mesana Lashos, Hushalotom Klum Ad Ha'erev. So he says it has to be that he didn't taste anything for the entirety of the day. All right, so we'll continue with this Be'ezus Hashem next time.